lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This magnificent Monday, May 4th, 2026 edition. Tomorrow is Election Day. In addition to the 35th State Senate District election, Bay, Midland, Saginaw counties, Jason Tunney, Republican, against Chedrick Green, Democrat. There's 187 local millage proposals worth more than $4.25 billion that are up for a vote tomorrow across 67 of the 83 counties in the state of Michigan. Most of these are dominated by school issues, with a majority coming in the form of municipal bonds. Of all the local ballot proposals, shows that 125 of the 187, which is basically two-thirds of the issues before the voters in various municipalities, will be used to pay for various school issues around the state of Michigan. The total amount of money being asked for by the schools, $4.25 billion, well, 94% of that, $4 billion of the total funding, is also for various other services. There are 55 schools asking to borrow large sums of money through the issuance of bonds, which makes up 45% of all the schools' issues, as well as 29% of the total issues. That is larger than any other category that MERS News Service uses to break down the local ballot issues. Out of the 55 school bonding issues, which makes up $3.74 billion, 88% of the total money being asked for tomorrow in the election, dominates the millage issues being voted on in this year's very first election of the season. The largest single bond ask is $425 million coming from the Novi Community School District. Second largest, $350 million coming from the South Lyon Community Schools. The largest non-school bond issue is $137 million coming from Oakland County's City of Troy. This ask is going to build various city buildings, parks, and roads in the city of Troy. There are seven school districts asking for an increase in their school district millage rates, 19 school districts looking to renew a millage rate, and 18 school districts that are looking to pass what's called a sinking fund for various transportation and school building improvements. There's also 24 Headley Amendment restorations, which is the second largest group of school issues. They account for $95 million. Well, out of those Headley Amendment restorations, they represent almost 20% or one-fifth of all of the items on the ballot tomorrow. The Headley Amendment restorations are when the values of property in an area are going up faster than the general price levels, a tax trigger passed back in 1978, which was named after the business person and Republican gubernatorial nominee Richard Headley. The automatic Headley reductions require a ballot vote to override and to restore. The Headley Amendment restoration category has the smallest ask of nearly $3,000 to be restored to the Powell Township School District in Marquette County up in the UP. Headley Amendment asks are still larger than the 23 fire and public safety departments asking voters to increase or to renew property tax increases. Fire departments also have two bonding issues worth $31.09 million. Well, there's 10 of them total of the fire and public departments across the state that are looking to increase property tax rates in their local area to help them continue fighting fires and quickly respond to 911 emergencies. Other propositions include two requests for municipalities to opt in to recreational cannabis. Oh, that's all we need is more pot shops. The village of Sand Lake in Kent County is voting to see if they still wish to remain a village or to become unincorporated. The village of Orchard Lake in Oakland County is asking if they should vacate a street and sell portions of the vacated street to their neighbors. Several municipalities are asking to put or relax term limits on the mayor and or the city council. Portage in Kalamazoo County is also asking for a referendum on a single provider garbage issue that was brought up during a House committee session back on April 23rd, a couple of weeks ago. So, what does this mean? You need to, number one, sign up to be an absentee voter. Contact your local clerk. Tell them to put you on the automatic mailing list to get mailed an absentee ballot. Doesn't mean you have to use it. Doesn't mean you have to vote on it until election day. But the reason you want to get on the absentee voter list is you want to get a ballot in the mail early so you know that there is an election, especially the sneaky May 5th spring elections when a large majority of our population are still down south wintering. I thought we killed these under Governor Rick Snyder. Why are they back? They should either be August or November. We need to stop these stupid elections altogether. Now, the other part of this, you need to contact your local clerk today. Call the clerk and verify whether you have an election tomorrow that will potentially increase your property taxes. You need to call your local clerk today and ask them that. And if you go by your normal polling place tomorrow on your way to work, look and see if they say they have their signs out that say vote today. If you go by your local polling place, If not, if you don't do that, what you need to do is then call your township clerk. Township clerk will tell you whether you have an election tomorrow. 4.25 billion dollars additional money out of our pockets on top of the 88 billion dollars that the governor wants the budget to be for the upcoming fiscal year 2027. Folks, that represents tomorrow 5% of the state Lansing capital total budget to run the whole state. 187 local millage proposals, 5% of the budget that we're already paying for, that we're already being taxed to run Lansing. I have never voted for a May special election millage bond proposal in my life. No, 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 and no. They already have enough of our money. We do not need to increase local millages or anything until we start taking money from Lansing and giving it back to the counties, the local township, city, and villages in revenue sharing. I'm voting no. Because if we don't pass these stupid millages, which they always do, Lansing will never increase the local revenue sharing. And if when they do, well, guess what? You're stuck with these millages that you've already passed. Call your clerk, see if you vote tomorrow, and go and vote no. It's that simple. And like I say, if you drive by your polling place tomorrow morning on your way to work, look and see if it says vote today, if those little signs are out. Unbelievable. $4.25 billion. 67 counties out of 83 have these special elections tomorrow. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today on topic, perfect text message, Ryan. Yes, there is voting in Mackinac for a school millage tomorrow. If you guys could, text me real quick, 231-360-5140. Let me know if you have a yes proposal millage bond tomorrow in your area. Now, Ryan, is this Mackinac Township or is this all of Mackinac County? Text me yes, Mackinac County, Mackinac Township, yes, Presqu'ile County, or, you know, one of the townships over there within Presqu'ile County. I want to make sure we're specific if we're dealing with a local township, city, village issue, or is this countywide? Again, text me 231-360-5140 if you are having a millage tomorrow. Most likely, 67 out of 83 counties, you probably are. Thank you for clarification. Ryan just says, Mackinac County, Chippewa County, and Luce County. It's all three counties that this radio station can be heard on. Unbelievable. Mackinac, Chippewa, and Luce counties. You guys need to get out and vote no tomorrow. Tell all your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers. Don't tell everybody you know. We got to put a stop to these. There's no reason why we should be being taxed 5% tomorrow of the state's budget. 187 local millage proposals in 67 out of 83 counties. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you see, another thing, the reason for this, I believe the next Republican governor, all of them are talking about some form of eliminating taxes. Perry Johnson starts with the income tax elimination. And when that's done and the audit comes through and he can find the ways to cut additional money out of the budget, He's going to eliminate property taxes. In doing that, based on, for example, Carla Wagner's Ask My Tax constitutional change, what it would do is basically, folks, very simply, send the money back to the counties. Sales tax and other taxes from Lansing would go back to the local counties. Local counties would get an increase in their revenue sharing, force them to do it through the elimination of property taxes. Well, guess what? Why would you vote for these proposals, these bond millages, local millage increases tomorrow, when there's a very good possibility within the next year or two, we are going to eliminate property taxes and more money would be coming back to your county, to your township, to your city, to your villages? Vote no from now on all these, especially these May special elections. Way for these snakes to sneak in more money, taxes of our money, while a large population, portion of our population within seniors are not even back home yet from Florida, Arizona, and other areas. They do this every single spring. We just finally got the snow to melt a week or so ago, and they have an election. Unbelievable. So text me again real quick, 231-360-5140. John and Julie from Bay City, as property owners in the UP and the lower peninsula, we're going to get hit twice with these millages, but we can only vote in our home county. Excellent point. If you're a property tax payer, if you own property, for millages, I'm talking about only these stupid May, spring millages, bond proposals, you should be able to vote in both jurisdictions. There's no candidates on the ballot tomorrow outside of Jason Tunney and Chedrick Green. You'd vote in your home county if you live there for them and also any millages that are on the ballot. But if they own property in the UP, you should be able to vote for that millage bond proposal tomorrow. You should be allowed to be registered in both counties, both townships, for special elections only. That is a great point. You know what? I'm going to talk to Perry Johnson about that. Great, great text message. Star of the day, John and Julie. Came back, our thoughts exactly. Hour number two today's show. We got more stories from Lansing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to improve.